For Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchants. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spelman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Nell's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
Our national anthem is performed by the Hornet Review as they are back, as the students are back. And welcome back to White Auditorium at Rensselaer-Macon Court for tonight's MIAA showdown between your Emporia State Hornets and the Lopers of Nebraska Kearney. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's ballgame, brought to you by Plumbing by Spillman, located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service. They've been serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First down for Nebraska Kearney. They are 3-13 on the season, 1-9 in the MIAA. They're coached by Kevin Lofton in his 18th season, 261-236 is his overall record. And this is the lineup that he will go with tonight to get this basketball game underway. It'll be Ryder Kirsch, a 6'7 sophomore from Rapid City, South Dakota, averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds. Darian Nebaker, a 6'6 grad student out of West Jordan, Utah, averaging 16 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. Tom Connolly, a 6'6 sophomore out of Denver, Colorado, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds, along with Jael Q. Dunson, a 6'3 sophomore out of Sioux City, Iowa, averaging 9 points and 2 rebounds. And Sean Evans, a 6'3 sophomore out of Parker, Colorado, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds. For the Emporia State Hornets, they come in with a record of 14-3, 8-3 in the MIAA. Coached by Craig Doty in his fifth year, 69-58 is his overall record. And this is the lineup Emporia State will counter with. At the guards will be Lavelle Ziegler, 6'1 junior out of Oakland, California, transfer from Chicago State, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds. He became eligible at semester. Also at a guard spot will be Owen Long, 6'3 junior out of Sexton, Missouri. This week's MIAA Player of the Week, he's a transfer from Youngstown State, averaging 17 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also at a guard, Caden Evans, 6'4 sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri, Oak Park High School product. He transfers from Southwest Minnesota State. He's averaging 7 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. At a forward spot, Elijah Comethier, 6'7 junior out of Cibolo, Texas. Transfer from Colorado Springs, Colorado. He's averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds. And in the post will be Peyton Rogers Schmidt, 6'7 sophomore out of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. He's averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds. The officials for tonight's game, as assigned by the MIAA, your referee is Rick Fields, Tyler Burrows, and Lance Fuller. As we are about set for basketball, our starting lineups brought to you by Plumbing by Spillman at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Emporia State will be dressed in their home white uniforms with black numbers and letters. Nebraska Kearney will be in their blue uniforms with gold numbers and just gold outlined letters for Nebraska Kearney, but their numbers are solid gold. Emporia State beginning a four-game homestand. Hopefully it turns out to be a good homestand for the Emporia State Hornets, the 24th-ranked Emporia State Hornets this week, back into the national rankings after dropping out last week after they had a tough loss to Central Oklahoma off the Christmas break. Peyton Roger Schmidt will be in the center circle. He'll be jumping up against Ryder Kirsch. As we are about set for basketball tonight. The ball's in the air. The tip's going to be controlled by Emporia State. As Lavelle Ziegler saves it from going out of bounds, saves it to Owen Long, and Emporia State plays to the basket to our right. Let's review it here courtside. Elijah Cometh here backing down low, spinning, puts up the shot, and it bounces in. Elijah Cometh here gets the first basket of the ball game. Just underway. Emporia State opening up with man-to-man. They work it to Nebaker on the left side. They try to go down low with a pass to Tom Connolly. It gets deflected out of bounds by Owen Long, and Nebraska Kearney will keep the basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline, almost on the deep left corner. They play it in, bounce to Dunson. Dunson goes between the legs. Here's a pass almost knocked away from Nebaker. Deep right corner three, out the mark, no good. Rebound out of bounds to Nebraska Kearney. Missing the shot in the deep right corner was Tom Connolly. But Nebraska Kearney will get the basketball in 20 seconds on the shot clock. They'll play it in left to right of the basket on the baseline. They play it in, bouncing Nebaker. His contested shot is good as he shot it over Peyton Roger Schmidt. Giving Darren Nebaker credit. That was a tough basket he made. Tied at two, just underway, 1 minute in. Cometh here has it on the wing right side. Tells Lavelle, you go to the deep right corner. Now he has it on the wing right side. He's being double-teamed. Now gives it off to Cometh there. He'll shoot the three. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney's Sean Evans, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Feeds it off to Dunson. Back to Evans. Back to Dunson. Now they work it to Kirsch over here on the left wing. Kirsch with a basketball, needing some help. Feeds it off to Nebaker. Shot clock down to 13. Nebaker gives it off to Evans, looking to drive. Now back out to Nebaker. Nebaker drives in the lane, puts it the floater off the glass, and it crawls off no good. Battle for the rebound. Loose on the floor, picked up by Owen Long, and he gets fouled. Reaching in, trying to slap the ball away was Darian Nebaker. He picks up the personal foul, his first, team first. Just tied at two, just underway here in the first half. Hornet basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie, 620-342-4222. Hornets work the ball top the key. Caden Evans knocks down a hair crafters three. 5-2 Emporia State. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make your appointment to get your haircut at hair crafters. 17:49 to play here in the first half. 5-2 Emporia State. Here's a feed down low to Kirsch. Now he kicks it out for a three. That's good from the deep right corner by Sean Evans. Ties the game at five. Owen Long has it on the left side from 16. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Sean Evans for Nebraska Kearney. He'll bring it into front court. Picked up by Caden Evans. Top the free throw circle. Nebaker swings it left side. The hands of Connolly. Back out front. They work it to Dunson. Dunson gets it down low to Nebaker in traffic. Spinning. Puts up a shot, missed it. Rebound goes to Lavelle or Ziegler. Here comes Lavelle up the floor, and we're going to get a foul called on Nebraska Kearney. Picking up the personal foul for Nebraska Kearney will be Jalik Dawson. That is his first, team second. Emporia State plays it inbounds to Caden Evans. Gives it off to Owen Long. Owen working on the right wing. He'll elevate for a three. Caught a hair crafters three for Owen Long. Makes it 8-5 Emporia State. 16:49 to play. Just underway. Nebaker into front court. Swings it in the right corner to Dunson. Dunson goes between the legs, drives on Peyton. Roger Smith tries to bounce pass in the paint, gets intercepted by Emporia State. Caden Evans comes over the basketball. Gives it off to Lavelle. Ziegler, left elbow, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. There to finally corral with Sean Evans. 8-5 Hornets, 16:21 to play, first half. Out front of the basketball, Kirsch. Looking for somebody to pass it to. Swings it right side, Nebaker. Now tap the key to Dunson. Gives it off to Evans. Now they get it down low. Nice little backdoor cut by Sean Evans. He gets the lay-in. That gives him 5 points in the game. Makes it an 8-7 Emporia State lead with 15:58 to play here in the first half. Corner basketball brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Peyton Rogers Schmidt out to Lavelle Edwards on the right wing. Down the lane he goes, has the ball stripped free. Goes out to Elijah Cometh there. His shot from the high post, left side, missed, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul will be Darian Nebaker. That's his second, team foul number three. Whistled against Nebraska Kearney, and going to the free throw line will be Elijah Cometh there for Emporia State. Elijah on the season, a 75% free throw shooter. 75 of 100 from the free throw line, and I should have talked about it as the free throw rims out. Substitution for Nebraska Kearney. This is Winston Cook, a 6'5 senior from Wahoo, Nebraska, into the lineup, replacing Darian Nebaker. Second free throw coming for Comathir, and he makes this one. 3 points for Elijah, 9-7 Emporia State with a lead, 15:36 to play here in the first half. This is Evans across the timeline. Picks up the dribble, needs some help. Finally makes the pass to Winston Cook. Cook now hands it off to Kirsch. To Dunson on the left wing, shot clock down to 8. Dunson drives on Ziegler, gets to the layup rim and lays it up and in. First basket for Dunson, makes it a 9-9 ball game. Across the timeline with the basketball is Owen Long. Bounce pass right side, it goes to Ziegler. Ziegler looking back door, nobody there. Now gives it out to Owen Long, has it out front. Shot clock down to 10. Owen Long goes between the legs, elevates for a three, left it short, rebound. Peyton Roger Schmidt comes up with it, gets it out. Caden Evans, he'll shoot the three. It's off the back iron, no good. Long rebound, Owen Long with it to Ziegler. He'll pull up from 15, shoots it in. Lavelle Ziegler knocks down his first shot of the ball game, makes it an 11-9 Emporia State lead. Great hustle. Emporia State had the ball three times before they finally knocked one home. 14:19 to play in the first half. Emporia State with just a 2-point lead. Out front, this is Cook. Cook tries to drive on Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Now goes to the right side. Bouncing down low, puts a shot off the glass, missed it. Rebound Emporia State's Elijah Cometh here. He'll bring it up the floor. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Now back out front, it goes to Owen Long. Coach Craig Doty calls out the offensive set. He wants him to run. Here's Owen, kicks it out to Cometh here. Left corner three, good! Here, Crafters three for Elijah Cometh here. That gives him at 6. And the Hornets are up 14-9 with 13:44 to play in the first half. Timeout taken by Nebraska Kearney. This will be our media timeout as well. 13:44 to play, first half, 14-9. Emporia State with the lead. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today, and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
13:44 to play in the first half. 14-9. Emporia stay with the lead. Nebraska Kearney will have the ball. Knox Wawasik, Mason Thiessen, Elijah Comethere, Peyton Rogers Schmidt, and Owen Long on the floor right now for Emporia State. Nebraska Kearney working against man-to-man pressure. This is Evans working left side. Now top the free throw circle to Kirsch. Shot clock down to 8 for the Lopers. Winston Cook with the ball. 4 seconds on the shot clock. They go down along the baseline to Kirsch with 1 second on the shot clock. His shot missed everything. That'll be a shot clock violation on Nebraska Kearney. Good defense by Emporia State. Kearney on the floor right now. Sean Evans, Jaleek Dawson, Tom Connolly, Ryder Kirsch. Now Matt Bryan onto the floor. And Tom Connolly sits down. Knox Wawasik gives the ball off to Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Now back out front. It goes to Owen Long in between the double circles. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Winston Cook on him. Owen Long looks to drive. Has 9 seconds in the corner. Knox Wawasik for three. Nope, didn't get it to go. Rebound gets tipped out. Picked up by Dunson for the Lopers. Brings it into front court. Emporia State with a 5-point lead. Here's a three. Tap the key that hits it for Sean Evans. That gives him 8 points. That one was about 2 steps behind the 3-point stripe. What a Basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. And we're going to get a charging call on Knox Wawasik as he goes driving into the paint and kicks it into the deep right corner to Elijah Comethere. And the ball will turn back over to Nebraska Kearney. That'll be the first personal foul on Knox Wawasik, the 6'6 or 6'5 freshman out of Mayetta, Kansas, Royal Valley High School. 14-12 Emporia State, 12-16 to play in the first half. Kearney into front court with a basketball. This is Sean Evans. He's having a nice start to the game. Now this is Sean Murphy, a sophomore out of Auckland, New Zealand, who's now on the floor. Top of key, Dunston for three, no good. Rebound, Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. He took the express elevator to the top of the board. Get that rebound. Owen Long into front court, dribbles from left to right, swings it on the wing right side to Wawasik. Wawasik drives in the paints. Nice spin move to the rim, gives it off to Elijah Comethere, who finishes at the rim. Great assist from Knox Wawasik. 8 points for Comethere. 16-12 Emporia State. That's called teamwork. 11:33 to play in the half. On the wing left side, this is Matt Bryan, a senior out of New Zealand. Top the key, Sean Evans tries to drive on Wawasik. Gets it rejected by Peyton Rogers Schmidt. It'll be ball out of bounds for Nebraska Kearney. They'll have to play inbounds on the baseline in the deep right corner. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Trying to drive with the basketball, spinning in the lane. Shot out the glass, no good. Rebound to Emporia State. That was Winston Cook who missed the shot. Mason Thiessen and Peyton Roger Schmidt battling for that rebound. 16-12 Emporia State. 11:03 to go in the first half. Owen Long top the key for three. This one just crawled off the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. Into front court. Shot Evans. Goes between the legs and the dribble. Tries to drive. Shovels it off to Dunston. Or Dunson has the ball knocked away by Wawasik. Picked up by Owen Long. He'll race it down the floor. Layup with the left hand from the left-hand side is good for Owen Long. And Knox Wawasik was the one who will get the steal for that one. 5 points for Owen Long. 18-12 Emporia State. 10:33 to go. Three-point shot. Top the key. No good for Matt Bryan. And the rebound goes to Elijah Comether. And he'll head the other direction. Takes it in the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Peyton Roger Schmidt for three. It missed. No rebound. Tip try. No good for Mason Thiessen. This time the rebound to Nebraska Kearney. Into front court Dunson. Pass gets deflected and another steal. Here comes Owen Long down at the other end going for the layup. It no good, but we're going to have a foul on the layup attempt by Emporia State. Picking up the personal foul will be Matt Bryan. His first team foul number four on Nebraska Kearney. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Substitution for Emporia State, Mayim Boom into the lineup, replacing Mason Thiessen. They'll put 20 seconds on the shot clock. For Emporia State as they play it inbounds on the baseline just to the right of the basket. Owen Long to play the ball inbounds, plays it into Elijah Comether. Elijah on the wing right side, dribbles it once, shoots it from 15, shot missed it, rebound Mayim Boom. Gives it out to Peyton Roger Schmidt, out to Nogs Wawasik for a three, it's good! A Haircrafters three for Nogs Wawasik, and the Hornets are up 21-12. And a timeout's going to be taken by Nebraska Kearney. This will also be our media timeout. 9:47 to play in the first half. 21-12 Emporia State with the lead. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
At Bungie North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bungie has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bungie North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
9:47 to play in the first half. 21-12, Emporia State with the lead by 9. Kearney will have the ball out of the timeout. Emporia State will send out Nogs Wawasik, Peyton Roger Schmidt, Gage McGuire, Mayim Boom, and Caden Evans. Nebraska Kearney counters with Darian Nebekers back out on the floor. Shot Evans stays on the floor. So does Winston Cook. Also on the floor is Tom Connolly. Shot clock down to 6. Emporia State almost coming away with a steal. Shan Evans with a 3. He nailed it as the shot clock was winding down. That was a tough basket for Shan Evans. That gives him 11 points in the game. As the shot clock was winding down, it was a desperation shot. Got it to go. Caden Evans trying to get it down low. Gets it to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Skips it across the floor to Nogs Wawasik. Gives it off to Mayim Boom. Top the key, Caden Evans. Caden gives it back to Mayim. Back to Caden. 10 seconds on the shot clock. They go down low. Gage McGuire in traffic. Kicks it out. Nogs Wawasik for a 3. Left it short. Rebound. Tipped around. And Nebraska Kearney comes up with the basketball. In the front court, Sean Evans gives it off to Ryder Kirsch. Left side, this is Winston Cook working against Mayim Boom. Now the Hornets switch on the defense. Sends it off to Kirsch, and he throws it away. Try to feed it to Darian Nebaker here on the left side. And the pass scoots out of bounds, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Substitution for Emporia State, Elijah Cometh here into the lineup. He'll replace Peyton Rogers Schmidt. And Nebraska Kearney makes a couple of substitutions as Jaleek Dunson checks into the lineup along with Matt Bryan. Nogs Wawasek will bring the ball into front court, feeds it on the wing left side. Caden Evans to Mayim Boom down low. Here comes a double team on him. Top the key, Cometh there to Wawasek right side. Now they work it left side to Caden Evans. Shot clock at 15. Elijah has it in the deep left corner. Goes to the floor with a dribble with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Has it in the lane line. Kicks it out to Wawasek. To Gage McGuire. Gets a double clutch. Shoots it up to the glass and scores it. Nice little double clutch shot made by Gage McGuire. And Emporia State up 23-15. Up by 8 with 7:52 to play here in the first half. This is Dunson working against Wawasek. Now feeds it out top the key to Connolly. Left side, Bryant. Drives on Caden Evans, gets to the rim, shot no good, rebound loose on the floor, and Caden Evans comes up with the basketball. Pushes it into front court, takes it to the left side of the floor. Tells Knox, you go to the right side. Looking to go down low to Mayim, he was covered up. Now they get it out to Caden Evans in the deep corner left side. Three-point shot, good by Elijah Cometh there. Great ball movement by Emporia State. Great patience, and the Hornets are up by 11, 26-15. Hornet basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Emporia State still playing man-to-man defense out front. This is Bryan with the ball for Nebraska Kearney. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Picks up the dribble. Gives it off to Kirsch. Goes back down low. He got a shot clock violation on Nebraska Kearney. Emporia State pushing them beyond the three-point stripe defensively, and that doesn't allow them to get into their offensive flow, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Lavelle Ziegler back into the Emporia State lineup, replacing Nogs Wawasek. 26-15 Emporia State, 6:44 to play first half. Lavelle Ziegler across the timeline, takes it to the left side of the floor to Gage McGuire on the wing left side, takes it to the free throw circle, out to Elijah Cometh here into the lane. Shot no good, and they're going to call a block foul on Nebraska Kearney. There'll be free throws coming for Elijah Cometh here, and picking up the foul will be Darian Nebaker. That is his third. 15 foul whistled against Nebraska Kearney. Elijah Cometh here with 11 points. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Makes the first free throw. Gives him 12 points here in the first half. Checking back in for Nebraska Kearney, Sean Evans, along with Winston Cook. And Owen Long will check in for Emporia State. Checking out will be Mayim Boom. So Emporia State going with a little quicker lineup as Nebraska Kearney goes with a little smaller lineup. 27-15, Emporia State up by 12. Second free throw also good for Elijah. That gives him 13 points. 28-15, Emporia State with a 13-point lead. 6:27 to play in the first half. Top the free throw circle. This is Sean Murphy back in the lineup for Nebraska Kearney. Gives it off to Dunson. Dunson top the key to Sean Evans. Evans tries to drive in the lane. Scoop shot off the glass. No good. Rebound battle for her. It'll go to Emporia State. Elijah Lavelle Ziegler with the basketball. He'll race it into front court. Has it on the wing right side. Gives it to Gage McGuire. Gage faked the shot. Now drives in the lane. Kicks it out on the left side to Elijah Cometh there. Kicks it back out to Caden Evans. They leave him open. He shoots the three. It rims out. No good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. Kearney into front court with Evans. Hornets leading 28-15. Here's a long three by Evans. He hit it. And he was way beyond the three-point stripe. And Sean Evans with 14 points here in the first half. He has 14 of the 18 points for Nebraska Kearney. 5:37 to play here in the first half. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Carrie's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Emporia State here in this first half, 10-22 from the floor, 45%, 5-14 beyond the arc. Nebraska Kearney, 7-18 from the floor. That's just about 39%, 4-7 beyond the arc. That's 57%. Yet to shoot a free throw. Emporia State's 3-for-4 from the charity stripe. Hornets winning the rebounding battle, 11-10. Kearney has turned the ball over 6 times, only 1 turnover for Emporia State. And points off of turnovers, Emporia State has outscored Kearney 9-0 off those turnovers. And that is just about the difference in this ballgame, a 10-point lead for Emporia State. Caden Evans, Owen Long, Gage McGuire, Peyton Rogers Schmidt, and Elijah Cometh here on the floor right now for Emporia State. Owen Long has the basketball out front, takes it to the left side of the floor, keeping the dribble, penetrates to the free throw circle, kicks it off to Caden Evans, back to Owen Long. He'll drive in the corner, left side three from Elijah Cometh there, rims in. It had the friendly roll. He has 16 first half points. Great ball movement, found Cometh there open in the corner. He knocked it in. It's 31-18 Emporia State. Out front with the basketball, Evans. They'll definitely not give him very many open looks from way beyond. Now this is Cook. Hands it off to Evans. Evans was 10 seconds on the shot clock. Picks up the dribble. And a bad pass stolen away. Caden Evans with the basketball. Gives it off to Elijah Cometh here. Layup good, and he's fouled. He'll be at the line for the end one. Caden Evans and Elijah Cometh here teaming up for the steal and score. 18 points for Cometh here. He'll be at the line out of the media timeout. 4:46 to play first half. 33-18 Emporia State. Hornet basketball being brought to you by PT Associates like ESU basketball. PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
Back at Watt Auditorium, 4:46 to play first half. Emporia State leading 33-18 over Nebraska Kearney. At the free throw line for Emporia State will be Elijah Cometh here. Emporia State does make a substitution. They bring in Sam Baker into the lineup. So it'll be Peyton Roger Schmidt, Sam Baker, Elijah Cometh there, Caden Evans, and Owen Long. Is Elijah Cometh there at the free throw line. Missed the free throw. Nebraska Kearney with the basketball. And not a smart play by Sam Baker as he applies some pressure in backcourt and reaches in, commits the foul. That'll be the first on Sam. Substitution for Emporia State, Octavian Butler, the junior out of St. Louis, into the lineup, replacing Caden Evans. Nebraska Kearney with the basketball in the front court, right side of the floor. This is Winston Cook. Now gives the ball off to Connolly. Now back out front. It goes to Sean Evans. Evans tries to drive. Shovels it off to Cook. Cook on the lane. Shot up and no good. Rebound Emporia State's Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Outlets it to Owen Long. Owen gives it off to Sam Baker. Back to Owen. He'll take it in between the double circles. Passes it right side to Butler. Butler working right side. Keeping the dribble. Passes it back out front to Cometh here. Now to Owen Long. Shot clock down to 13. Here's Owen Long being double-teamed. Skips it out to Butler. He's open for three. Shoots it up out the back iron. No good. Rebound. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt goes back up with it and doesn't get the shot to go. Rebound this time to Nebraska Kearney. Boy, that shot just ricocheted out. 33-18 Emporia State. 4:42 to play here in the first half. This is Murphy. Swings it left side to Connolly. Back out front it goes to Dunson. Dunson now in the lane to Murphy. Goes back door with a feed. Missing the layup was Cook. And the battle for the rebound goes out of bounds to Nebraska Kearney. Checking back into the Kearney lineup will be Ryder Kirsch as he will replace Winston Cook. Corner basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. The latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Mason Thiessen will check into the Emporia State lineup, giving a breather to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Inbounds pass goes to Kirsch, working against Mason Thiessen. Powers down in the lane, still dribbling. Now he'll bring it back out. He'll feed it off to Connolly, working against Baker. Top the key, passes off to Dunson, trying to work off a screen. Shot clock down to three. He'll shoot it. Shot up and in and out, no good. Offensive rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. Stick back is no good for Sean Murphy. And rebound this time to Elijah Cometh here for Emporia State. 2:55 to go in the half. 33-18 Emporia State. Baker, long three, top the key. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Kirsch for Nebraska Kearney. They get it off to Evans. Evans into front court. Has it right side, passes it out front to Kirsch. Looks left, now passes it right to Dunson. Dunson back in the paint. We're going to get a foul on Emporia State. They think they're going to call this one on Octavian Butler as he was defending on the pass. It'll be his first 13 foul on Emporia State. Kearney will have the ball to play inbounds on the baseline. They play it inbounds to Kirsch. Gives it off to Evans, and Evans now passes it out front to Dunson. Dunson looking for somebody to pass it to. Now goes to Evans, way beyond the three-point line. Now Mason Thiessen on him in the corner. Goes to Dunson. Pass almost tipped away. Shot off the glass. No good for Evans. Rebound. Mason Thiessen grabs the rebound. He'll give it off to Owen Long. They bring it up the court to Baker. Baker in traffic, and they're going to call a block foul on Nebraska Kearney, and it'll be free throws coming for Sam Baker. Picking up the personal foul for Nebraska Kearney will be Tom Connolly, his first team foul, number 7 on Nebraska Kearney. As they mop up the moisture that's on the floor in the middle of the lane. What a basketball being brought to you by The Station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Sam Baker, 6'4 grad student out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, transfer from Angelo State. Free throw is up and good for Sam Baker. Kay Nevins will check in for Emporia State, replacing Elijah Cometh there. Elijah checking out with 18 points scored here in this first half. He's had a lot of open looks. Second free throw for Baker is missing. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney, Sean Murphy. 34-18 Emporia State. 16-point lead for the Hornets with a minute 57 to play in the half. On the wing right side, this is Connolly with the basketball. Feeds it out front to Dunson. Dunson working against Octavian Butler, and then he'll throw it away. Ball gets deflected, though, out of bounds. Last touch by a Hornet. They'll have it to play inbounds right in front of the Emporia State bench with 6 seconds on the shot clock. They'll play it inbounds to Evans, working against Caden Evans in the lane. Floater up and no good. And we're going to get basket interference on Nebraska Kearney as one of the offensive players tried to tip it in. He also grabbed a hold of the rim. So Emporia State will get the ball back. Nogs Wawasek will check in for Emporia State, replacing Sam Baker. A minute 36 to play in the half. 34-18, Emporia State on top. Nogs Wawasek across the timeline with a basketball. Drives it to the left side. Jump pass free throw circle. Owen Long. Owen dribbles it out back towards the half-court stripe. Now passes it right side. Caden Evans, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Back out front, it goes to Nogs Wawasek. Waiting for a screen, now drives it to the right side, down the lane to the basket, puts up the shot, missed it, but It hit some money standing out of bounds, hit the side of the backboard, ricocheted off of him while he was standing out of bounds. So Kearney gets the basketball with a minute 10 to play in the half. Evans with the ball in backcourt. Brings it across the timeline against the pressure of Caden Evans, now being guarded by Mason Thiessen. He tries to drive down the paint, spins, shoots, and doesn't score. Rebound, and then up with the basketball will be Caden Owen, or make that Owen Long, excuse me. Try to combine Caden and Owen's name together. Here's a three by Owen, missed it. Rebound tipped out, it goes to Knox, Wawasek kicks it out to Octavian Butler in the paint. Stops, shoots from five, shot bounces off, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds to Emporia State. Couple of Kearney Lopers battling for the loose basketball. Goes out of bounds, I think, last touch by Sean Murphy. So Emporia State will keep the basketball. Lavelle Ziegler, Elijah Cometh there. Peyton Roger Schmidt back into the lineup. Knox Wawasek, Octavian Butler, and Mason Thiessen will check out for the Hornets. Hornets will play it in on the baseline. Owen Long to play it in. Plays it into Caden Evans. He'll shoot the three. Out the back iron, no good. Long rebound, loose on the floor, still loose on the floor. And we're going to get a jump ball. Alternate possession to Nebraska Kearney. Elijah Cometh here on the floor, battling for the basketball. And there were a couple of bodies on the floor that time, but Nebraska Kearney gets the alternate possession call. Sam Baker will check back in for Emporia State, replacing Owen Long. 34-18 Emporia State, 31 seconds to play in the first half. Kearney with the basketball. This is Sam Evans across the timeline. Picked up by Caden Evans. Waiting for a screen from Kirsch. He's out near the half-court stripe is Evans. Now they go in the deep right corner for a three that's good by Tom Connolly. Hornets with the basketball. Elijah Evans to Ziegler down the lane, gets a shot blocked. Loose ball. Kearney comes up with it from three-quarter court. Not even close. We are at halftime. Our score at halftime will be Emporia State 34, Nebraska Kearney 21. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
The new year is here, and at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99%.